welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee Renfro and I serve as a teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. And I'm just so glad that you've taken some time today to be on the LifePoint Drivecast, to be in our devotionals. It's the weekend, it's Saturday, and yet you are prioritizing your relationship with Jesus. And so I'm just thrilled for that. And today we are continuing what we've been talking about all week. And this theme of comparison, which is something that I know we all struggle with. I know I do, and it's a battle that many of us face on a regular basis, to where we're tempted to just look at the people around us, the situations around us, and to think, man, I wish I had that, or I wish I could do that, or look like that, or you know, whatever it may be. And I've heard someone say that comparison is the thief of joy, that as long as we're looking to others and maybe what we lack, we fail and to look to God, who has given us everything that we need. And so, anyways, I think it's just been a convicting week looking at the different passages from the Bible, whether it was kicking off and looking at the Pharisee and the tax collector, who is so glad that he's not a lowly tax collector, and the tax collector is just begs God to have mercy on him, or whether it's God telling Samuel that he doesn't look at the outward appearance, but he looks at the heart, or Paul telling the church in Galatia that he is not a people pleaser. He is not out to seek the approval of man, but really to live from the approval of you, God. And to be exactly who God has called him to be. And so this week, my daughter has been home from school sick. She's been battling some illness there. And there was an episode of Arthur that was on that just came to mind as I thought about this topic of comparison. And if you've ever seen the PBS show Arthur, there are these friends of Arthur's, Francine and Muffy. Francine comes from a kind of a hardworking blue collar family, and Muffy comes from a family that's wealthy and has an abundance of resources. And they're spending some time together, and Francine is feeling insecure because she looks to her friend and all that she has and what she lacks, and she just feels awkward about it. And then Muffy looks at Francine and sees the things that she has that aren't what she has, and she's struggling with that. And both of them are probably looking at each other's situation, wishing that maybe they had more of what the other had, and they both fail to appreciate really what they actually have. And so, which is really kind of the moral that ends up going in the story. But I share that because I just think that one of the things that can help us as we head into next week is to be content with what God has given us, that we can praise God for all the incredible things he's given us in our circumstances and our situations. The family situation that we have, the season of life that we are in, whether you're a family that's raising little kids, or whether your kids are grown and out of the house, or whether you're single and just, you know, faithfully walking with Jesus, that we can be content in any situation. Paul tells that he's learned the secret of being content. And that is so true, that if we can just learn to practice contentment in our lives, man, we'll be able to fight against the things that try to rob us of the joy that Christ so freely wants to give us. And so we want to know that contentment isn't found, right, in what we have, but it's found in what God, about Christ and what he has given us. That while we don't deserve anything, we've been given everything because of Jesus. And that can cause us to have joy. And so I want to take a moment and pray for you and for me. And then just to encourage you to pray as well, that maybe instead of praying for yourself today, maybe to think of some people around you, people in your life group, people in our faith family, in our church, that you may want to pray that we as a church would continually fix our eyes upon Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, that we would find contentment in what God has given us. And as we do so, we can actually enjoy the incredible blessings that God is giving us, especially as we head into this Easter season, when we celebrate the greatest gift that we could have ever received, and that is the resurrection of Jesus, that he has defeated death, and because of him we can receive eternal life. And because of that, oh man, we can enjoy all the things that God has given us, because our hope isn't in this world, but our hope is the one who has overcome and defeated the world. And so let me take a few moments and let's pray as we head into next week. that we would be a people marked by contentment, rather than looking around and comparing ourselves and our situations to others. And so let me pray for us. Well, Heavenly Father, God, we just are so thankful, Lord, that you love us. God, that you made a way to deal with our sin, that you have come and God, given us eternal life. And Lord, that we may look around and see people that have more than us, that maybe have different situations than we do, that maybe have seen things that we can look at and say, man, I wish I had that in my life. That rather than feeling the temptation to compare, God, we would have gratitude. We would thank you for the blessings that you have given them to the people around us, God, that as we would be grateful, God, at what you're doing in our lives and in the lives of those around us, God, that we can find contentment, that whether we have much or whether we have little, God, our joy doesn't come from the things of this world, but our joy comes from Jesus and what he has done for us. And so as we head into tomorrow, where we get to go and gather and worship and sing and celebrate, God, and to serve, Lord, I pray that we would just be overjoyed with what you're doing in us and around us. That, God, whether we're going through a difficult season, God, we can find contentment because of who you are. God, that while our worlds may be changing, we can come to the God who never changes, God. That while maybe we've wrestled with and struggled with some sin this week, God, that as we confess it, we can rejoice because we know that at the cross, our sin was forgiven. It was paid for. And we can experience that, Lord. And so I pray that as we head into this upcoming week, God, that we would fix our eyes upward to you rather than looking around us, God, for joy or to compare ourselves. And so, God, just thank you so much for the way you love us, the way you care for us, and the way, God, you lead us. So, Lord, we pray and ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, why don't you take a few moments now, and why don't you pray?